Brother Gregory, I have a question for you. There are so many different denominations today in Christianity. Why is that? Didn't Jesus Christ just start one church, his church? What is the church exactly? And can churches today really be called churches when compared to the church established in the first century by Christ?
Well, yes, there are over 40,000 different denominations. There are tens of thousands of churches beyond that that all claim to be a part of the church established by Jesus Christ. The common denominator of any church claiming to be a church established by Jesus Christ should be Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the founder, creator, establisher of the church. Paul preached Christ first. To understand what Jesus was establishing as a church, we have to go back to the first century church and see what were they doing. What was actually established? How were the people relating to that church? Most of the churches today don't look very much like that first century church. Men are the same, God is the same, so what has happened? Well, in Matthew 24:4, we see, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many." We see the same thing in Mark 13:6, "and shall deceive many." And in 1 John 5:19, "the whole world lieth in wickedness." But we're not supposed to be in that wickedness. Well, what is that wickedness? Christ defined that. Everybody imagines that the church they're going to is the right church. Everybody wants to believe that the practices that they do in their church are according to that first century church. And ministers are very good at pulling quotes out of the testaments and justifying what they're doing. And I understand that it is hard to do contrary to what your parents did or what contrary to what you're being told. But if you also understand that we're told, "Take heed that ye be not deceived," Luke 21:8, 2 Thessalonians 2:11, "And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion." What cause is that? What is the church? How is it defined? Who can define it? Well, really only Christ can define it. And that's what we need to do, is always measure. Paul, Peter, James, John were all telling us to check our faith against what it says in the text. Well, of course, with 40,000 different denominations, who is right? Who is wrong? Well, ultimately, it's the Holy Spirit that's going to tell you. What's going on in the world today? What's happening in the world today? Truthfully, what is happening today is what happened at the time of Jesus Christ. Rome had moved from a republic to a socialist state. It had become a democracy and then an imperial power and then a despotic ruler. And all that happened within a period of time centered around Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was showing us another way. So again, we have to go back and take a look at that first century church that was a body that shared a common communion, that took care of all the social welfare of the people through faith, hope, and charity. The people did not go and get the free bread of Rome. But today, the modern church does that. The early church operated by that charity, by that faith, by that hope, while Herod, the Pharisees, Rome were all setting up social welfare programs based on forced offering. John the Baptist said no. So we have to take a good look at this. This is what we've dedicated our ministry to, is to share with you so you can decide, and hopefully decide in your own prayer closet with the Holy Spirit.
Hi, this is Daniel. I am a contact minister for His Holy Church in South Africa. Christ commanded us to repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. Find out if seeking the kingdom is more than just going to church on Sunday. Join the Living Network and go to our Facebook page at Preparing South Africa for more information.